Watch, Democrat Elaine Luria says K-12 critical race theory ban erases history. By Brecken Eftis on March 15, 2022. Democrat Representative Elaine Luria, DBA, criticized Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's measures to remove the critical race theory indoctrination scheme from K-12 schools as trying to erase history. Luria made the comments during a video posted to YouTube this month. "The governor said we need to learn about all history," she said. "We need to learn about all history, but he's really tried to erase certain parts of Virginia history from the curriculum. But critical race theory is not based in history, but rather a revisionist ideology that injects race-based decision-making into every aspect of history and modern life. One of the clearest examples is the fake history on display in the New York Times 1619 project, within which the founding of the United States was based in the maintenance of the institution of slavery. But the thing is that people are scared about it. You know, the sense that they're scared about what their children are learning in schools," the swing district Democrat said. "So I think, you know, the most important way to address it is to be like overwhelmingly empathetic about it. You know, empathetic about the fact that, like, you know, I'm a mother too. I care deeply about what my daughter learns in school." Luria represents the most evenly split district in Virginia, and is a chief target of the Republican Congressional Campaign Arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC. But Luria's tack on handling the education issue that saw a Republican sweep in the Commonwealth last year appears to have changed. While she now appears to be calling for empathy on the critical race theory issue, in the past she has said opposition to the indoctrination scheme clearly had overtones of being a racist dog whistle. "You know, there is a perception amongst the right that Democrats are too woke and they want to kind of bunch all this stuff together," she said, and continued. "And you know, I'll sit there in Armed Services Committee hearings and you'll have people who are Navy veterans. One of them is a 2-star Air Force general retired. One is a Navy reservist still today, you know, railing about the fact that how we've made America weaker because the chief of naval operations put some book on the reading list, and we want to teach American soldiers and sailors to hate themselves." Luria, who is a Navy veteran, appears to be talking about Reps. Don Bacon, Arnie, and Jim Banks, RN, in reference to Pentagon leadership coming under fire for injecting critical race theory into military training, teaching that the United States is an inherently racist nation, sort of the same reflection of the CRT discussion in, you know, schools that you know you're seeing kind of reflected in, like, this is what you're trying to do to our military, Luria continued. Like, it's absurd. Luria, who will be running a tight race in the 2022 midterms, said she has seen polling numbers from her district that she is not underwater on the education issue. She has also received $37,000 from the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers, two of the country's largest teachers' unions. Other Virginia Democrats have compared Youngkin's removal of the critical race theory indoctrination scheme from schools to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. "The governor has begun a trend of institutional inertia that we've seen before," Virginia Senate Democrat Caucus Communications Director Jacqueline Woodbridge said. "The Third Reich in Germany indoctrinated students as young as 5 years old in a brainwashing experiment to institutionalize the notion of a superior race and inferior races. Hitler believed the purpose of state education was to burn into the hearts of students the importance of race," she continued, "while trying to defend an ideology that actually does put race at the center of everyday decision-making. He removed all instruction on religion, and any curriculum had to be approved by the Nazi Party, entirely removing materials that included topics on racial equity." Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.